Uh-oh, the last cookie.
You can get a new box of cookies in as fast as an hour with Walmart Express delivery.
Are you my guilty self-conscious?
No, I'm the voice offering you promo code EXPRESS for free delivery on your first order.
Hey, who ate my cookies?
You mean, these cookies?
Order now. Welcome to your Walmart. Promotion valid for first express delivery order. $50 minimum subject to availability. Restrictions apply.
NetCredit is here to say yes to a personal loan or line of credit when other lenders say no. Apply in minutes and get a decision as soon as the same day. Loans offered by NetCredit or lending partner banks and serviced by NetCredit. Application subject to review and approval. Learn more at netcredit.com/partner. NetCredit. Credit to the people.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
Well, they gotta tell you, always come back to your love. Body to Body singer Samantha Mumba is hoping to represent Ireland at this year's Eurovision Song Contest with her song, My Way. You're very welcome, Samantha Mumba.
Thank you for having
me. How are you doing?
I'm great.
How does it feel listening to your song My Way as the potential Irish Eurovision entry?
Do you know, it actually means so much. This is such a personal song for me. So I'm just so proud, even just hearing it on radio. It's brilliant.
How did it come about that you decided to enter this?
So I've been asked about this for years. And for years, I just was like, well, I was never asked. So I didn't know, like, the powers that be or, you know, the politics.
What's the process?
Yeah, I just didn't know. And so, yeah, this has been going on and on for years. And I just started publicly saying, well, listen, I would love to do it. And I think eventually that got back to Michael Keely, who is over all of those things.
Yeah.
Pretty lovely man. And we had a Zoom and, you know, I got to talk to him, ask him my questions. I had a million of them. And yeah, he kind of put any of my concerns at ease. And I said, listen, I'll go into the studio. I'll see what I can write. And if I think it's good enough, I'll send it to you. And if I don't, then I'll bow out, you know.
Yeah. It's a great song. I've listened to it in full. Yeah,
thank you.
It really is. It's very different to, like, I was a big Samantha Mumba fan, right? And I know a lot of her listeners are and were from years ago too. But it's very different though, isn't it, to Gotta Tell You?
It absolutely is. And, you know, I would have co-written all of those songs as well. So I just have to write from experience. And so they would have been where I was at in my head at that time. And so this is where I'm at now. Now, don't get me wrong. I would happily still release Gotta Tell You tomorrow. I think it's lasted very well.
It's a tune.
And I do have a lot of bops. I just felt like for Eurovision, I wanted something almost cinematic that kind of goes somewhere and gets bigger. I just wanted a big song. Rather than just a bop or, you know, something really, really poppy. I just felt like it needed more.
Yeah, we'll play it in full towards the end of the show as well. But, like, you can hear the orchestra as well through it. Like, there's a lot of different influence, I suppose.
There absolutely are. There's loads. I was very, very involved in it. And I've Bowerons in there. I've just all different kinds of things. I just wanted it to just feel, I don't know, I just wanted to move people. And I am very, very connected to it. So, listen, I'm proud of it. And whatever it does, it does. But listen, that's kind of all you can do.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
So you will take part in the Late Late Show Eurovision competition. That's happening this Friday night.
This Friday at 9:35.
There's five other
competitors. Great songs. All very, very different. Listen, we'll see. I think everyone will just be putting their best foot forward.
Like, you've got to be the, you know, probably one of the most well-known, most successful acting career entries or potential entrants that we've had for the Eurovision. Does that bring a different kind of nervousness with it? Or
I don't know. There's part of me that thinks, God, maybe it'd be easier if I wasn't known at all. Or, you know, I believe in the song and I've never been shy of putting in work and grafting and I believe in it. And so I think, you know, whatever song is supposed to go forward is going to be the right song. But at least I'll know I've tried. So, yeah.
What can we expect on Friday night? Is there, because when I think Samantha Mumba, I think, you know, the banging tunes and the dance, like the dance moves.
Well, I am definitely coming out of retirement, maybe in a different way than people are expecting, but I will be dancing. I must be nuts.
Not at all.
No, I'm an Egypt. I've been walking around and I have blisters and everything on the back of my feet.
Stop.
And I'm like, what am I doing?
From the practice.
So from practicing and just from walking. So yes. So yes, hopefully people are pleasantly surprised.
Yeah, big performance.
Big performance, as big as we can make it. Certainly. Definitely, it's going to be a very styled piece.
Are we in costume? Or are we
not costume? But it's I would say it's moody and delicious.
Moody and delicious.
Yeah.
Yeah, a little bit different.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're excited.
I'm so excited. Like a bag of nerves. Literally, I could probably get sick in my mouth if I think about it. But I think that's just anticipation.
Yeah.
I just want it to be Friday already.
Good.
You know, and just, yeah.
Why the Eurovision now, Samantha? Like, you know, obviously you've, we know of you from your 16, 17.
Oh God, yeah.
Is it just...
So it's funny. So like I said, for years I was asked about it, was never approached, didn't know that. And even now that I'm doing it, I do feel like had I been approached, you know, 5-10 years ago, it would have been awful timing. I don't think I would have been in a good headspace or the right headspace to write a good song, to put in as much work as I've put in. I don't know. Last year was quite a, you know, the way it's just thinking like life, you kind of have like epiphany.
Yeah.
It's almost like, wait a second, and things kind of change. So that was last year for me. So very much so a lot of this is... me just getting out of my comfort zone. I've always played it safe and kind of weigh up the pros and cons and don't take risks. This is a huge risk for me, or something very outside of what I would normally be comfortable doing. So it's very much so personal in that regard that I'm just pushing myself this year. But genuinely, I don't know that before I would have been able to write a song this good or been as focused as I am. You know, I'm a mother first. My daughter is a little bit older now.
Yeah.
So,
she's 9, 10?
She's 9. She'll be 10 next month.
Right.
And she's been very, very involved in the entire process.
Well, I was going to say that. Is she into you now? Like, she doesn't know you when we obviously knew you from the performance. So this has probably got to be one of her first times seeing you at this level, is it?
Yes. And she's very opinionated on it all. She
Go
is
on.
Very much so my creative director. She's changed the hair. I was going to do hair stuff. She's like, no. She's changed that. She's critiquing the rehearsals. She's actually an amazing dancer. So she's been giving me tips on that.
Brilliant.
And it's lovely that we're getting to kind of do it together as well. So yeah, she's very excited.
Yeah, you're back home, obviously.
I am
in Dublin.
Yes.
Yeah, because you're sort of part LA, part Dublin.
No, I'm living in LA now. I would love at some point to get even just a little small place here that I just had more of a permanent base. I'd love to kind of split my time a little bit more, half and half.
Right.
But listen, we'll see. But that would definitely be the goal anyway. So yeah.
Is she a dub?
Oh my, she like doesn't want to go back to LA. She'd move here in a heartbeat.
Really?
Oh, completely. She loves it, yeah.
And do you try to get home? Because the family are still based here, aren't
still
they?
Yeah, family. All my friends are here. So we usually get home about 2 or 3 times a year. So it's not
great.
Bad at all. But it just would be nice just to kind of, you know, just be able to be here for a month, a few months.
Or, yeah, absolutely.
You
know,
yeah.
We were talking, unfortunately, about LA on the show in recent weeks with the fires. I mean, were you fortunate enough to have escaped that?
So we're very, very lucky. So our house is in the valley. So we were quite surrounded at one point by all of them. But thankfully, we didn't have to evacuate or anything. But like several of my friends have lost their homes. I can't even fathom. I still can't believe that happened.
Unbelievable.
It's just insane. And I know they've contained all of the fires now, but they're still not out. It's very, very strange.
Yeah.
It's going to take years to like rebuild and
get it all back up, I suppose, and certainly to the way it was and the way that we all know it from picturing it.
Yeah.
So aside from the Eurovision, is this a sign that we can expect more music from Samantha Mumba? Are we?
I think just more everything. Like I'm just, I don't know what it is. It's like I've got a little like pep in my step this year. I'm like, right, what else can I do that I've been putting off or that I've been afraid to do? Or I'm very, very driven this year. So, yeah.
Acting?
Everything. I just actually was filming last year. I'm doing Harry Wilde with Jane Seymour. So we just wrapped season 4 at the end of last year. So that'll be coming out at some point this year as well. So yes, just yes to everything is the mantra for this year.
Did I see? Are you beyond the pale?
Beyond the pale. I'm doing that in June, living for that.
Right.
And
is that your first Irish festival?
I've wanted to do Irish festivals for years. And so this lines up really, really well. And I'm going to go for the whole weekend anyway myself just to enjoy it. It's just right up my alley.
Yeah.
So
the crack.
So I'm already planning on doing something really, really special and different for that. So if that, I'll be doing Mighty Hoopla, that's in London, in June as well. So listen, we shall see.
Yeah. I wanted to ask you about the Boyzone doc.
Yes.
Did you watch it?
I did. I actually finished. I'd watched the first 2 episodes and I watched the third one last night. I finished it last night.
It's brilliant, isn't it?
It's so good. It's so good. And I think I wasn't expecting to just be so, it was just so gorgeous hearing my, Stephen's voice again. You know, the way you forget like little nuances and just it was great that they had kind of the audio from him. And it just, I don't know, I think they were all so honest and it was lovely to hear it from their perspective. They're just, listen, I love the lads. They're brilliant.
So you,
you know,
obviously know them.
I know them. I love them all.
Louis, obviously being your former manager too, she must have got to know them very well, I'm sure, over the years.
Very well. They gave me one of my first big opportunities, actually. I got to open for them on their, was it the Farewell, the 2000 tour in Dublin. So they gave me a huge platform. But yeah, the guys are all great. I thought it was beautiful to hear, and so sad hearing Mikey's side of the story as well. You know, you just never know what people are going through and experiencing. But yeah, I wish them just the very best. They're brilliant.
With Jack Keating, actually, Ronan's son, in with us yesterday on the show.
Way.
Yeah, lovely lad. And you know, he was talking about watching it from his perspective.
Oh, I can't even imagine. Yeah. That had to be
tough, for him, you know. And I suppose he would have known Stephen too, even albeit as a young child,
as a kid,
but would have known him over the years. But we were talking about the criticism of some of Louis Walsh's commentary, you know, and the doc, and there's been quite a bit, obviously, a criticism online about that too. How did you feel watching that?
So listen, I would have had a different perspective again, because obviously he was my manager as well, and so, you know, their experience was theirs, mine was mine. I don't know. I think if I'd been asked about this maybe 10 years ago, I would have had a very, very different opinion. I'm just more in a place where I just think, you know, I'm 42. I think you have to be accountable for your own stuff as well sometimes. So from my perspective, you know, he was my manager. He made huge things happen for me that wouldn't have otherwise happened. I think, like the guys were saying, he wasn't a hands-on manager. He wasn't a day-to-day manager. He probably never knew where any of us were. But he was always at the end of the phone if I needed him, and he always made the calls that needed to be made. So I'm forever grateful for that. And that's kind of my perspective on it. But I completely respect and understand, you know, their perspective as well. And his, like, you know, he's a manager through and through, and he's a businessman, and that's just what it is. And I think, unfortunately, as artists, we can be, you know, get quite attached or be emotional or, you know, think, you know, I just feel like artists come from a different perspective.
Yeah. Do you still have much of a relationship with him? Would you see him much?
I don't see him much, but that's probably more just because I'm in LA a lot of the time. But yeah, listen, it was just a great documentary, and I love how honest everybody was.
Absolutely. Bit of nostalgia. I think we're in around the same age.
So there is
certainly a bit of that for all of us, I think, too.
For sure.
Listen, it's a real pleasure to meet you.
And
thanks
you.
A million.
Thank you for having me.
Not at all. Very best luck. The song is brilliant.
Thank you so
much. We're going to play it again here in the show today, but I really appreciate your time. So you will be on the late Eurovision entry show, RTE
Eurosong,
Friday night.
This Friday, 9:35.
Samantha Mumba, best of luck, and
thanks
for joining
us. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.
The kids are still at practice, and I have no idea what's for dinner.
You can get a rotisserie chicken and two sides for just $15 in as fast as an hour with Walmart Express delivery.
Who said that? Who's in my house? Don't play with me, because I'm not the one.
It's just your friendly Walmart announcer. This is a commercial.
Oh, okay. You were saying dinner for a family was just $15?
Yep. It'll be at your door by the time you get the kids home from practice. Order now. Welcome to your Walmart. Subject to availability. Restrictions and fees apply.
Now that was a helpful commercial.